Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Kropp Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit kroppmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in just about 20 minutes, Ryan Zimmerman from your Washington Nationals is going to join the show, as he does every single week. So we're looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to consuming my Bethesda bagels that we brought here by our friend Cotton. So we have to give him a nice
Cotton
shout out.
I've known since he was little. Lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
He came in here and I vaguely knew, you know, because he's a neighborhood kid that lives kind of a couple streets away. I vaguely knew that he worked at Bethesda Bagels.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was wearing a mask, so I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
Cotton works for Bethesda Bagels, so thank you to Cotton.
They provided breakfast for the entire crew here this morning, and we appreciate that.
I'm home and I can't enjoy the Bethesda Bagels, but I got to tell you, this has been, I don't know that my wife gets these very often. It might only be like a once or twice a year thing, and they're just so addictive, I can't stop eating them.
What is it?
I must have eaten, and you know I'm a cookie guy, fudge stripes. They're not like even high on my leaderboard of all-time cookies. They're kind of buttery.
I'd rather have EL fudge. You know those? I agree.
But the fudge stripes are right there in the pantry, and I think I probably had about 15 yesterday. And just during the break, I just pumbled another three.
That's a lot.
I mean, they're just terrible for you. I called my brother the other day. I'm going to out him here. And I'm going to break his balls. He told me, you know, that he wanted to lose. Everyone's gained weight during. If you haven't gained weight during the pandemic, you're just a superior human. Most people have gained weight during the pandemic, right? Now, some people have been super disciplined and they've actually lost. Props to you. But most of us have gained weight. So he said, yeah, he's been working out more. He got a Peloton, but he got the one, the Bowflex one.
Okay.
Whatever their version.
The Bowflex version, sure.
Yeah. And his wife uses it all the time. It's great. But he still goes to Dunkin' Donuts on Saturdays and gets a dozen donuts for the family.
Oh, nice. Right. Got to enjoy life, EB.
And I go, well, wait a second. You can't do that. So I started guilting him, you know. But maybe you can have a cheat day. Do you think you can lose weight consistently? If you just have one cheat day.
I tend to have seven cheat days.
Right. Everybody does.
My go-to is, and it's terrible, it's right before I go upstairs to bed.
Oh,
it's like, even if I brush my teeth after, I like the last thing to be something really nice and sweet.
Right.
So I'll stop. And like last night I had fudge stripes, and then I actually had ice cream on top of that. And I threw in some almonds. It was kind of a weird mix.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's the worst thing you can do, to do that at, like, 9, you know, after the Wizards game.
What did Kings have? You had pizza the other night? What did you have at?
I had pizza for dinner.
You had pizza at, like, 10 p.m.
Yeah, you had Paisanos at 10 p.m.
Well, there's nothing I could do. What am I going to do? Order?
Starve yourself.
While I'm sitting at a lax game at 9 o'clock at night?
Maybe eat before you went to the game.
I'd bring
you normally eat at 4 p.m.?
I mean, if I had my druthers, I would eat every day at 4 or 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock, but... Look, sometimes when you have a 7:15 lax game, it throws off your dinner routine.
No, I'm sure.
Not much you can do.
I eat late, too. I'm just shocked that your iron stomach wasn't affected by it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I had some sort of snack to tide me over until
I just mean
dinner.
Waking up the next morning and not feeling
awful.
Got
a big brick in your tummy.
Yeah. Do you feel awful, JP, when you eat right before you go to bed in the morning?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but... Not this morning. I mean, right. I just, again, cookies and ice cream, that's kind of standard for me.
Right. I found that if I drink, this is all done drinking, if I drink more in the happy hour range, obviously, I'm going to feel a little bit better the next morning than if I prolong the drinking and use it as a sleep inducer. If I use it as a sleep inducer, like Cakes, you know, where Cakes has two beers right before he goes to sleep to help him go to sleep, I get
it. It's delicious. It's tasty. It's
but
so
don't
good.
You feel gross when you wake up from those?
It depends on how strong the two beers, 2 to 3 beers that are consumed
are. Oh, 2 to 3?
So if the beers are light, then there's no issue the next day.
Yeah.
If the beers are crafty and they have a little extra alcohol in them,
right,
then you could feel a little bit doo-doo the next day.
Yeah. I don't even know. I'm so, like, unknowledgeable when it comes to beers, like when you say, you know, that a craft beer is a little stronger,
sure.
Because I actually went out for lunch. My cousin had been staying here, and we went out for lunch at Yard House yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Yard House has like 100 beers.
I like that spot.
So, and he likes to drink like a glass of wine. He's a priest. He likes to drink a glass of wine like at night or have alcohol. He's like, "Are you gonna have a beer with me?" And I mean, normally 99 times out of 100, I drink a Coke for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a Lagunitas beer, which is an IPA. Is an IPA stronger than a normal, like, Budweiser?
Probably. I'm going to say probably, but I don't know that for 100%.
It was really good. It took me about, I'm 50 years old, it took me about 30 years to figure out my sweet spot on beers. It's IPA.
You love hoppiness. You love
like
all
IPAs.
The hops. You like a little extra bitter beer.
I like an India Pale Ale.
That's your move.
I normally don't order beers. I'm more of a cocktail guy, maybe because I like sort of the sweetness of them. But if I get served a poor cocktail, I'll bail, and then I'll go to a beer.
I did my best Bruce Allen impression yesterday with my drinking because I was playing pickleball. It's pickleball season. Pickleball's back.
Nice.
But
has your ranking improved?
Has my what improved?
Ranking? I don't know if there's like a team.
No, there's no
like
ranking.
Ladder.
We're playing in a guy's backyard. There are no ranking systems. And I'm always wary about like blowing out my Achilles or turning my ankle. I'm always worried about an injury, even playing pickleball. But I almost suffered an injury playing pickleball that I thought was, I never even considered it.
Let me guess.
Until it almost happened last night.
You fell and maybe broke your face.
You're very close.
Yeah.
Because I was digging for a ball. And if you've ever played pickleball, it's not like tennis where the ball bounces 100 feet and you have 2 minutes to go make a play on it. Pickleball, the ball's kind of dead.
Yeah.
You got to be quick to it. So the ball's up near the net and I make a play on it and I don't know if I dove or I stumbled. I did something along those lines going for the ball. And in the backyard where we play, there's a deck that comes up.
Oh, you almost smashed into the deck.
I almost smashed this temple of this beautiful face without any scars on it. A little scar here from a hoops thing back in the day. Almost knocked these teeth, nearly perfect teeth out.
How close
were
you?
And nearly damaged this face.
How close were you?
I mean, I stopped myself about, I don't know, 6 or 7 inches short because I have cat-like reflexes and realized how close
I
was.
Did you get the ball over?
No, I didn't make a play on the ball. I hustled to try to get the ball. Didn't make the play. Nearly killed myself playing pickleball.
So now do you know you can't play that side or something? Like maybe you should pick the other side.
Well, I mean, there's
Do you guys switch?
There's nothing you can do. If you're making a play on the ball and it's near you, you can't just say, you can't tell your partner to come up and make a play on it who's 15 feet away.
I don't blame you, Cakes. I mean,
it was close,
probably
though.
Sophomore, junior of high school. I was playing tennis with EB. And EB was always a serve and volley guy. And
right.
He was a serve, and I'd try and pass him, whatever. And he hit a drop shot, and I ran up for the drop shot. You know, trying to avoid trying to avoid the dreaded second bounce.
Yeah.
And I reached for it with my hurt thing. I think I had a black Don A,
mm-hmm.
probably a wood racket still at the time. And I swung and I popped myself in the eye.
Yeah.
And I started bleeding. We played like 2 more points and then I had to roll, got 2 or 3 stitches over my eye.
I fancied myself a very poor man's, and this is an old reference, a very poor man's Boris Becker. last night in Coach Harwood's backyard.
Did you guys get dubs?
My team won 2 of 3 games.
Right. Is pickleball the same as, what's the other one that everybody plays?
Paddle tennis.
Paddle in all the country clubs. Where in paddle, it's only doubles. Like nobody, you can't play singles.
I think you can play singles pickleball, but it's generally doubles.
Doubles, yeah.
Because generally, you have got people that are 50 plus playing pickleball.
Remember, we talked about that new pickleball place out in Virginia. I don't know if it's like in the Chantilly area or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they wanted us to come out.
Sure.
And maybe do something. We need to. It's time.
We'll have to go out and do it.
Paddle
it's time.
Tennis, though, that's what my brother plays. Like when I ask you about rankings, like he's. They take it seriously. Like,
there's
like
a lot of rankings.
I told you, Eli Manning's in his league. I think he said Eli brought out, I can't remember the name of another player, but it was another member of the Giants that played. Mm-hmm. But they're in kind of a nubbier division, I guess. He doesn't play them that often.
No. Paddle tennis has, like, you know, like you have golf pros?
Right.
They have paddle pros.
Oh, yeah, no. Eli takes lessons.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, over time, he's going to be schooling my brother,
like,
for sure.
I need a lesson.
With pickleball?
Yeah.
There's no chance I would accept a lesson.
I need to corral my forehand. My forehand's wild.
Just close your grip a little bit.
It's wild.
It'll be fine.
A lot of wildness. Balls flying all over the place.
Follow through, Cake.
Take a pickleball lesson.
That's beneath me. That's beneath me.
Oh, it's not beneath me.
Do you sweat during pickleball?
100%.
You don't sweat? It's a little exercise. I don't know. I've never played.
Of course you sweat. Pickleball's awesome. I'm a huge fan. Paddle, not so much. Don't like hitting off the fences, the back or stuff. It's weird. Pickleball is more like tennis. I get
Christ.
I've never played. I played racquetball one time in my life.
Not a racquetball guy.
No.
I don't even understand
never
racquetball.
Never played racquetball, ever.
My roommate in college, who wasn't athletic at all, he was a kid from Ocean City that was like into like surfing.
Is that the guy that had like a gun under his
bed? Yes. Yeah. He was my roommate for like the first semester. But he actually played racquetball, and I went and played him. And I was like, this guy, he was like a spindly guy, not athletic. Never played hoops, never played any of the sports.
But he knew the rules.
Here's how I know that
But he knew how to play racquetball, and he just schooled
me. Here's how I know that you don't have to be silly to play racquetball. Dan Snyder plays.
Right.
Dan Snyder plays it, is actually semi-good at it. I automatically look at that sport and say, well, not a real athletic pursuit.
Remember, Joe Gibbs was a national champion.
Joe Gibbs was a national champion. 35 and over or whatever.
Kind of like, turning my nose
up. Cakes. No, I think.
Turn my nose up at racquetball.
I think racquetball is a very athletic sport, no question.
But you need to know the angles.
But I don't understand the rules.
When you play somebody
who's good, I don't even understand the rules.
They can just finish you off with their serves.
I've never played ever. And I was terrible at geometry. I'd be terrible at racquetball. Terrible. I'd be the world's worst racquetball player.
Right.
But I still disrespect it.
Yeah.
Because Dan Snyder plays.
Yeah. I mean, it's something
What if you find out he plays pickleball, too?
Doesn't matter. I just disrespect him because he plays racquetball.
By the way, Valdez is really, he's really anxious about the gas thing. Like, he was giving me a hard time. I think the gas thing is going to – I think it's going to fly by. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think in a week you're going to be fine. He wants me to be upset about it. He's sweating it. Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only person concerned.
I think because you were the only one low on gas.
You mean on the show.
Yeah.
Well, look, I canceled a trip yesterday. My wife and I canceled a trip to visit her uncle at the hospital because it's like 3 hours away.
Yeah, you didn't have any gas.
You gotta conserve it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get that.
6 hours of driving, that's some risk.
I wouldn't be super pumped to drive to like Poughkeepsie right
now. I'm kind of sweating that I'm driving to Bowie today.
I did tell Amy, I said, if you're up at like 6 a.m. today, go out and fill up one of the cars when it's non-peak time.
And I immediately regret letting out the secret that Drab gave me.
You do regret it.
I regret it.
Don't say it again. Don't
say
it again.
Secret of a whole state.
Going to Maryland, that secret?
I mean.
Why? Is it way worse in Virginia?
Yes.
They declared a state of an emergency.
In Virginia, yes.
Are you clueless?
They're right next to each other.
He doesn't watch the news.
He's just clueless.
How can it be that much
hold
different?
Hold up. Here's the test, Cakes.
I drove right through Virginia today.
Cakes. I think there were four states that declared a state of emergency, including Virginia. Would you hazard a guess on one of the others?
I wouldn't be able to do that.
North Carolina.
Correct.
Yes. Silly, look, your boy knows the news. Yeah. South Carolina.
I'm not even sure if South Carolina.
Well, it's called the Carolina Pipeline, so it better be one of them.
I feel like.
Isn't the Colonial Pipeline?
Whatever.
I don't know the news. Look at that donk.
I just feel like people should be more concerned.
Well, I know Florida was another one. Let me guess.
Eric will be concerned in about two weeks.
I don't think it's going to be an issue in 2 weeks. I think gas prices are going to go to $5 a gallon minimum. So I think that will be something that people will bitch about, including me. But I'm going to officially say I'm sleeping on the gas shortage because I think they're going to fix it.
I believe you're incorrect on South Carolina. It would be Georgia as the fourth state.
Ah, if they can't just fix some hack, we're doomed. It's over. If they can't fix,
they already fixed it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's going to take a few days to ramp up production again. But I think gas prices are going through the roof.
Yeah, you should be worried that Boris and Vladimir can hack into a pipeline.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, he denied it.
Who?
Vladimir.
They're all named Vladimir.
He's just going for,
yeah, doing a generic Russian zing.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let's go to line one. Let's go to Joe in Fredericksburg. I know we got Ryan Zimmerman coming up at 9:25. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, boys, how's it going? Long time no talk.
Yeah, Matt. What's up, man?
I'm calling in to give a life update.
All right, so this is Joe, the guy that called in one time and said he once pooped his pants listening to the show or something. Were you driving around? Like, what happened?
Yeah. That's the whole deal. Then I was working at the ski resort, and then I got the Howard Johnson at the massage place.
Quite a caliber of listener we have to this show.
Right. Yeah, did you know you went to that place knowing you were going to get a Howard Johnson, right? Like, you knew that's what they were known for.
Oh, yeah. I got an insider tip, so I obviously had to investigate.
Right. All right, what you got for us today?
So I am working for the Frednaps now down here in Fredericksburg.
For the who?
The Fredericksburg Nats, like the Nats minor league team.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing for them?
Yeah,
what are you doing for them?
I COVID screen the players, and I'm also on the grounds crew.
This guy's a COVID screener?
Pretty rigorous screening.
Yeah. And the grounds crew. So don't sleep on the grounds crew.
Are those guys, are they doing spit tests? Are you sticking the things up their nose?
Oh, no, I just do the temperature readings daily. They get tested off-site.
Oh, that's all you do?
He holds the gun to their head.
Thermometer?
I can do that.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Barber does that.
Pretty hard to have an extra thermometer.
They do that when you go to Outback. They just take the temperature before you walk in.
Job, what's harder, though, the barber who does your temperature or the barber that actually does your hair?
This is the epitome of fudging your resume by saying you're the COVID screener.
Right. It actually sounded important.
Dude, how do you get the worst jobs in the country?
He's not.
I easily get the best job. I'm making sure that they can go out there and lose 17-3 every night like they did last night.
How much do they pay you to take their temperature? And you said you're on the grounds crew too?
Yeah.
What do you get paid?
$9.50 an hour.
$9.50? Yeah, I thought the minimum wage was above that.
It can't be a lot. Minor league baseball players don't even make any money. You think they're going to give the COVID screener a bunch of money?
I thought I just read that unemployed donks are making like $30,000 a year just sitting at home. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. You can definitely make more money being unemployed right now than you can.
Well, we applaud you for working.
I do. Right,
we got Zim coming on, guys.
I should encourage working.
Yes. Joe, keep COVID screening everybody and doing a good job out there for the PNATs.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk to an actual major leaguer, Ryan Zimmerman from the Nats. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're joined now on the BetQL guest hotline by Ryan Zimmerman, Nat's first baseman, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. They're an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. What's up, Ryan? Good morning.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, man. You know, Ryan, I was talking about this with the guys earlier, and this is going to sound weird, but your job sucks in a lot of ways. Like, you got a great job, right? Make a killing. You're playing baseball. You're with your boys. You're part of a team. All those things are amazing, right? But I'm watching the game yesterday, and, you know, this has happened to you for 20 years of your professional career and your entire career in baseball. You're having a great at bat. You rip one down the right field line, right? You know which one I'm talking about. I mean, you just smother it. And I'm like, what a great friggin' swing. But it just tails foul. And then the very next pitch, I think it was a breaking ball or whatever, just, you know, catches you off guard. Looked like you were looking for something else. And then it just turned into the worst at-bat ever. You know what I mean? Like, I would just be so pissed.
That's the nature of baseball, man. It's a we chose to play this game.
I know.
Sometimes I wonder why we chose this one. But it's a tough game, man. You know, it's everyone always says you fail 7 out of 10 times, and when you're one of the best of all time, so you have to learn how to fail, especially, you know, in bats, and, you know, even going a step further into the season where we're at now. I mean, that's the nature of a baseball season, a baseball schedule. I mean, when you're playing every day, you're going to go through times where it seems like it's impossible to win games, and you just got to keep grinding through it and stay positive. But yeah, not a bat. He threw me a slider that I took a good swing on, barely goes foul. And then he's mainly fastball slider, and then he throws me just a nasty curveball. I think he throws curveball 3 or 4% of the time. And
right.
I wasn't really expecting that one, so good pitch by him. But,
right.
You know, that's part of it. I mean, you got a guy throwing 98-mile-per-hour sinkers and just rips a curveball off to strike you out, but they're pretty good too sometimes. So, you know, but yeah, I got him next to bat. I got him for a double on that same hanging slider. So a little bit of payback, I guess.
Right.
Ryan, you mentioned trying to stay positive, and I guess it could be easy with Davey Martinez, you know, as your skipper. I mean, that guy does not ever seem phased. Like, he always thinks things are going to turn around. I'm like the complete opposite. I'm like, I always think things are going to get worse instead of better.
Right.
But Davey, he's got the good mental outlook on it.
Yeah, and I've said it many times. I mean, I know we always talk about 19 and things like that, but, you know, he's the same person every day. You know, whether we won 10-0 last night, lost 10-0, whether you've won 5 or 6 in a row, lost 5 or 6 in a row, you know, I can honestly say that he comes to the field every day, and he's the same guy. And as players, we respect that from your manager. He's always got your back. He's never going to throw you under the bus. You know, he's positive. He believes in you. And when you play 162 games like we do, you have to have that mentality. I mean, if you get high when you're winning and roll with those highs and then get low when you're losing and roll with – I mean, it's – you would kill yourself from year to year. So as hard as it is to understand for a lot of the fans and for people that have never really played baseball, is you kind of got to just roll with it, I guess, is the best way. And obviously we're not playing that well right now. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say we're playing bad. We're just not winning games. We're not finishing games when we need to, and we're not getting big hits when we have chances. But, you know, that'll go, and we just got to keep going. We got to go out there and win today and then have a good road trip and get back here, and hopefully it'll be nice and warm and maybe a full stadium pretty soon. So that'll be freaking awesome. So things are starting to look up, and we're just going to stay positive and keep going.
What's it like when Bryce is on base? What's the conversation?
I mean, you know, when you play with someone for that long, and I mean, we're good friends still, and you know, we talk more about our kids and our families and things like that other than baseball. But you know, I understand he's a polarizing figure for many in this in this area, to say the least. But you know, I respect him as a player, and obviously, business decisions are business decisions, and lots of things go into that. But I obviously respect him.
Yeah,
I mean, what what am I going to hold against him? You know, I didn't offer him any money. He didn't turn me down. So.
Right. Yeah, but it was, I mean, you must admit, it was kind of annoying. I know he was getting heckled by the fans before, but after he launches the homer, then he does the finger twirl as he rounds first base. Yeah. Kind of annoying.
That's Bryce being Bryce.
It's just, it's annoying.
Yeah, but that's the let the kids play crap. I mean, you got Marcelo Zuna taking selfies. He's been doing that for 2 years. I mean, this is where they want the game to go. This is what's supposed to make you guys want to watch baseball more, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Well,
aren't you guys just thrilled when people do that? It's so awesome, isn't it? It's so much fun.
Sim, I wanted to shift off of baseball for a second. Tom Brady was kind of in the news saying he's afraid to retire because he has no idea what he was going to do. Well, you sat out last year and you're playing some great baseball, so I'm not saying you're going to retire anytime soon, but when you think about it, is it something that you fear, like Tom Brady said yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a lot of guys, that's the hardest part of what we do is when you're done doing it. I think you hear about all the stories about how people have played for so long and then they retire, or then, you know, and they get bored, they don't know what to do. You know, hear about guys losing money, hear about, you know, it's when you're a creature of habit, like so many of us are. I think not having that routine, not having that competitive, you know, drive in your life is a scary thing. You know, nobody knows what's gonna happen on the other side. And, you know, when you're like him or even myself or people who have played for a long time, I mean, this has been your life for, you know, well over half of your time on this, pretty much your whole adult life. So, I think a lot of guys struggle with that. A lot of guys don't know what they're going to do. And I think a lot of guys maybe fear, you know, leaving too early. And then once you're gone, you can't come back. So
what are you most competitive in? Because you mentioned competitiveness besides baseball. Would it just be golf? Like, where would your competitiveness go? Or would you call up Cakes and play him in pickleball?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to play you in pickleball. Oh, that'd be great.
I could play some pickleball, but
my money's on Zim. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Of course your money's going to be on Zim. He's an elite athlete. It should be on Zim.
Come on, man. Cakes played high school tennis.
That's true.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, hey, if you've never played, that's, you know, there's some strategy and skill in that game. You can't just roll out on the court. That's
a good point.
But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you find things. Golf is obviously a game that a lot of us play, things like pickleball, tennis. But, I mean, you have to even go deeper than that. You have to find something that drives you. You know, you can only play golf. I kind of did that last year. And, you know, you can only
Sam,
play
your phone's
golf
breaking up.
Ryan,
oh, you there?
Yeah, we're gonna cut this one short because
the phone is breaking up. No big deal.
But we'll get a better connection next week. Best of luck today and best of luck on the roadie out in Arizona.
You guys are due for a hot streak.
We'll reconnect next week, man.
All right, thanks, boys. Have a good morning.
All right, buddy.
You too.
He's such a good dude.
Pickleball with Zim.
I think he could make it happen, Cakes. I
think we could, man.
I think he's going to have to play in probably the winter months because he's pretty busy until, you know, October.
I'm going
to
do cannonballs in his pool.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be a doubles pickleball team together.
Sized.
I mean, it sounds fantastic.
You take Zim, I'll take Soto.
That's fine. You can partner up with Soto and his banged up TV selection.
Right.
That can be your guy.
His TV was fine.
It was fine.
He just didn't hide the wires.
He's a kid.
What guy cares about wires? Those guys don't care about that. Guys don't care, especially 21-year-old guys.
I have a big wire hanging out from my basement TV. You think I care about that? As long as that's a silly picture. That's all I care about.
I move the outlets, Cakes.
I'm not moving anything. I'm lucky if I move myself down to the basement to watch that TV. I'm not moving any wires or outlets.
Remember, he watches TV like from a chair in his bedroom, like something weird.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Or the kitchen table. Yeah, but the kitchen, I mean, that TV is the size of this laptop, so it's not optimal viewing.
I've yet to do the bath and use our 40. We have a 40-incher. That's the small one in the bathroom now.
All right, guys, stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems. You got to call our guys, the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today, 1-800-GO-CROP, to save $50 off your next plumbing service, or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to keep listening because we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of Dierks Bentley tickets before the show is over. So keep listening for your chance to win those.
Nice.
In just a few minutes. Now, we also broke down the Washington football team's schedule earlier. In my revamped picks, I have Washington football team going 12-5.
I love this.
Very bullish. The first go around, I was 11-6. I gave them an extra win. This go around, who knows? Around training camp before the season, when we do it again, I may have an entirely different record.
What has turned? And you're not a fan, so people can't, you know, say accuse you of being a homer.
Yeah.
What is there one transaction that turned you? Like, because you don't strike me as a Fitz guy.
Oh, I'm a Fitz guy. Go back to the tape. I was clamoring for Fitz to be here.
Okay.
Before he
called
here.
Fitz, like,
all right, so that's
during
what it
the season.
Is it the Fitz acquisition or
bullish on Fitz?
That's what it is.
I think if Fitz plays 17 games, he's going to throw 30 touchdowns in this offense.
Wow.
If he stays upright and doesn't get pulled for Heinicke, I think with the additions in the offseason, right, with Samuel taking pressure off of McClure.
Remember, Eric's doing a pubic beard. It gets pulled.
I don't think 30 touchdowns is outrageous to say for Fitzpatrick.
Wow.
If he stays healthy in this offense.
Wow.
Am I a crazy person?
Well, I think it would be the best year of his career.
I mean, that's you know, the higher range of outcomes. That's him really hitting his head against the ceiling. But
Cakes always goes over with his predictions.
I do. But generally, JP, that is with wide receiver
correct.
Or tight
it's
end
usually
numbers.
With, I know, but you usually whiff. Like Josh Doxson's going to catch 50 balls.
It's true.
We all whiff.
Yeah.
We all whiff. Hey, listen, I'm bullish, but you're more bullish than me.
Which is weird. So, which is a weird place for me to be.
It's fine. Yeah.
And hopefully Logan catches 10 of those.
He did have 31 touchdown passes in 2015, Cakes, with the Jets.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, he had how many? 31?
31.
That was in just 16 games.
And who was his wide receiver core there? Is it Brandon Marshall at that point?
Probably.
2015 Jets.
And probably just a bunch of garbage around Brandon Marshall. And he was able to
Eric Decker there?
Cobble together 30-plus touchdowns.
Yeah.
He can't do that in an extra game here? Get around that number? I think it's doable.
I'm going to guess Eric Decker, Brandon Marshall. But I have no idea.
Looks
shots
like they're
in the dark.
Leading receivers. Hold on a second.
Trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm on the page. Yeah, Brandon Marshall and Decker. He also said Quincy and Nunya.
Okay.
Yeah. Or I mean,
very, very nondescript cast.
Yeah.
And he was able to get 30 touchdowns.
Well, both Marshall and Decker went for over 1,000 yards that season.
That's
I mean, the touchdowns. I mean, Eric Decker had 12 touchdown catches and Brandon Marshall had 14.
I will guarantee you this. If Terry McLaurin plays in 14 or more games, he will have double-digit touchdowns. I mean, he'll have 10-plus touchdowns. He just will. How could he not?
I'm psyched.
I mean, Terry McLaurin is going to be all he's going to do is get showered with targets from
Fitz
all
season
long.
How does this
make
you feel, though? Because you also are very bullish, and you're not a Washington fan by any stretch, but you think this is a good team.
I do. I want to go on record that I was the first one to be bullish, by the way.
You do.
Okay, well, I'll go on record and say I've loved all the transactions. I've consistently come in here and said, boop, like that, boom, like that.
I want to go on record saying I was the first one to really wave the flag for one Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay, you get credit.
Remember, I said that Washington is a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
I know, you did say that. I thought that was a stretch. I still think that's a stretch.
I want to be the first on record to say that Washington is winning 12 games. I'm the first
does
with
that
record.
Make you waver, though?
It makes me nervous.
Because he's
Cakes
so
is, Cakes
bullish.
Is his history.
I'm a mush.
It reminds me of when he predicted like 80 catches for Josh Doctson.
Right? I know, but remember, his latest bold prediction was the exact score of the Capitals game.
Thank you.
And he nailed that.
That's the under that he called?
No, the exact score, 2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said it was going to be a big under.
I did.
It was.
Yeah.
The tingle play came through for once.
Right. I don't even remember him saying that. Drab, that makes you feel good because you're anti-Washington.
No, it's not that I'm anti.
Yeah, you are.
Can I explain?
Like yeah.
I think Washington is a good team. I think they're probably above average team. I think they have a terrible quarterback who was looking to retire for lack of interest.
First of all, he's not terrible.
And somehow he's this great magical signing.
Am I saying he's Aaron Rodgers? No.
He's the best we've had in
years. I think he'll be benched by the bye for Heineke.
I
don't think that's happening either. He'll have bad games, but I don't think they're going to think.
You'll
suddenly.
See.
He's going to be the trigger man in a potentially explosive offense.
Cakes is going to draft him in his high-dollar fantasy league.
I don't know that because I think there's only 10 teams, so I don't think there's a real need to draft Fitz, but I might stash him on my bench.
And that's where he'll stay.
That could happen. There is potential for that.
All right. I'm excited. Now, do I see, is Bruce on the line? Now,
yeah,
you can't quit Bruce. Well, it's not us, it's you.
We've concocted a way to involve Bruce in the show.
Okay.
You have?
Yes.
All right. You guys have put your heads together and figured out a way.
He's not doing his typical announcement?
We had a show meeting.
All right.
Well,
okay.
It's been frustrating for you guys because he delivers the zing and then you guys ask him to repeat it.
We can't understand
it's
it.
It's not fun.
Please repeat that.
So the new temporary segment, very temporary, is... What's Bruce be saying?
What Bruce be saying?
All right.
Oh, nice. A spinoff.
Yeah. Right. And if it goes well, maybe we can involve callers next time for prizes.
So we have to interpret what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. He gets one shot at it.
All right. One shot.
I like it. I do like it.
I'm going to get a piece of paper out.
And also, thank you for having the meeting and not involving us.
Right.
We do appreciate
that. We're realists, and we love Bruce, and we want to find a way for him to stay on the show.
Bruce. Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
Okay.
All right, now.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
My answer is good.
What did he say? What? Are you getting some gas?
Is that what he said?
My answer is good.
What? Something about good. I heard good.
All right, hold on. Has the bit started?
No, it hasn't started. Hey, Bruce, hang on one second.
All right. Am I supposed to ask him if he has an announcement?
Yeah, we still do our announcement.
We're going to do an announcement, but it's just try to figure out what the announcement
is. Each of us write this down to see who gets closest. Right.
Yeah, my guess is we're not going to get it.
Okay. Bruce, do you have an announcement for us, buddy?
I got an announcement for me.
All right.
If you like to find this puzzle, you're bald.
EB likes to play strip poker.
What?
EB likes to play.
Did you get a strip poker out of there? I couldn't
only got
for that.
EB likes two.
Should we try it one more time, or is it just one shot?
One more.
Okay, Bruce, please repeat that.
I was on yesterday. EB likes to play six packs of yellow balls.
Oh, EB likes six packs of yellow. Sounds like you said he likes six packs of yellow cards.
No, he said something about Ryan Fitzpatrick. He said something about Ryan Fitzpatrick's balls. Is that right?
You guys got to take your guess.
EB likes to play with Ryan Fitzpatrick's balls. Is that it?
The winner is EB wants to fondle Fitzpatrick's YOLO balls.
Oh, YOLO balls. You only live once, balls. Okay, got it.
YOLO balls.
Hey, thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it, buddy.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.
Go get some gas.
Yeah, that run on gas is happening.
You know, maybe we salvaged it. I don't know. People can play along at home, right?
I think, yeah.
I think
it was pretty good for the first go around.
I think the segment name is...
Please repeat that.
Please repeat that.
All right, that's a new
even better name.
Name.
Yeah.
Please repeat that.
We could spitball it.
Right. All right, Cake says, the market going to plunge another 700 today? What are you projecting?
I certainly, Cake's Buffett over here, certainly hopes it doesn't.
Yeah.
That's my analysis of the market.
Doom and gloom, and yet it's up 328, so I don't know what happened. Rebounding quickly.
It's gotten brutalized over the last 2 days. It has to bounce back at some point.
I can't check when it goes down. I don't check.
Oh, I can, and I do. Yeah. I'm not happy to do it, but I'm compelled to do it.
I'm so out of it.
I don't have a choice.
I'm so out of it. I was like, isn't it over 35,000? And I just clicked for the first time in the 33s.
Yeah, no. It's been a catastrophic last few days, but maybe today we'll rebound some.
Yeah, but weren't we just at like 30,000 not that long ago, and it's got up to 35 that quick?
Yeah, it's marching along.
No, I know. It's nice when it was going up. We were in a nice bull market. We don't want it to turn. I'm afraid the worm might be turning, but hopefully I'm wrong. And hopefully there's gas. Somebody just hit me up on Twitter and said he runs a gas station in Northern Virginia and said there's no shortage on gas. It's all panic buying. All
right. Of course.
It's panic buying.
Ask him to deliver some to the station.
There's the king of panic right there. Richard Valdez.
I just heard from my wife who went out early for a dental appointment that a couple of the gas stations say no gas.
Well, it's from panic buying.
I understand that, but the point is if you're now in the position that you need gas, you may struggle to find the gas station.
Yeah, you know what?
If you always don't need... Get upside.
Just borrow Cakes' electric toy.
Yeah. You know what? If you don't need gas, don't go get gas.
Yeah.
Leave some for me.
Didn't you fill up yesterday? You're good.
I did.
You're going to be good. You're not driving all the way out to the Dina, are you? I don't even know where you live.
No.
Yeah.
All right. We told you you'd have a chance to win a pair of Dierks Bentley tickets. Right now is the time to call 800-636-1067. 10th caller wins a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley with Riley Green Saturday, October 9th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale starting this Friday. That's tomorrow, May 14th at 10 a.m. For more information, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Nice. Nice to have you back in studio, Johnny Cakes.
Call to win. It's good to be back in studio. It's good to see all the shenanigans that are going on literally 10 feet from where
you could say that.
I will not be participating in that sprint because I have what appears to be 1,500 spots to cut post-show. All right, we got to get out of here. We're done. B. Mitch and Finley next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.